Okay, so I think we're up to page Yud Beis. Yeah. Okay, so Tchilas Havaida. So again, after talking about again the number one, which is that Emunah is the essence that everything comes from. You know, as a person grows, the definition of growth is deepening one's Emunah. So let's see. So Tchilas Havaida. So the beginning of that process is Emunah B'chosh, a sense of Emunah, feeling Emunah. So this is like this. Naschal and Nasis Levar. I don't know if it's going to help. We're going to try. We'll try. I don't know if it's going to help. Is it? Okay. Agav, I didn't make a bracha just now because I'm not thirsty. I'm just drinking it from my throat. So when it comes to water, since water doesn't have a taste, it's the only time that you make a bracha on water is when there's when you're thirsty. But if you're not thirsty, it's just to clear your throat. So not, you know.
Does you drink is there a certain amount that you drink?
No. If it's just water, if it's flavored, if it has a flavor to it, then not. But if it has, you know, if it's just straight water, then water is water. Water is water. I think like the only water that's not 100% water is like seltzer or something like that. I'll give you an example by this has nothing to do with Bulfavi, but by there's such an idea. I haven't seen it in the Arizal, but by Tzaddikim there's an idea that a person shouldn't drink straight water. Because if you drink straight water, it's somehow it's ma'ir taivas. Mm-hmm. Water has to do with taiva, so straight water. That's like a lot of tzaddikim. They'll either if they're drinking water, they'll put a little bit juice in it or something. So I always had a shiloh. What about seltzer? Is seltzer water? Is it like changed enough? You know. So a friend of mine told me that he asked his shiloh to Ramatel Zilber in Stichin. You know, and so Ramatel said that seltzer is not water. So seltzer is, so...
It has its own geschmack.
So, God, I'm wondering when it comes to that bracha, like if a person drinks seltzer, not because they're thirsty, because, I don't know, to clear your throat, probably seltzer is not the best idea anyway, but if a person does that, when you make a bracha on that, it does have a certain tam by itself. I'm not sure. So maybe then the eitz is to say the bracha in Aramaic, Rech Rachmona, Mara Dahai, Maya, whatever. So there's such an idea that if you can't make a bracha, so they say it in English or some other language, because then it avoids mentioning Hashem's name or a bracha that's unnecessary, but you could be to the bracha like that, I remember in Shara Torah once in Rav Shalom Spitz's shir, and I don't remember exactly what the context was, but he was giving a shir and his throat was bothering him. So it wasn't like tea, it was like straight water, and he mumbled something under his breath before he drank. And people said amen, because they figured it was a bracha. And so afterwards he explained that he wasn't saying a bracha, he was saying in Aramaic, because like he wasn't sure exactly, am I thirsty, am I not thirsty? It was like hard to estimate 100%. So he said it in Aramaic like that. So it's an eitzah. Anyway, going back. So so he says, Naschal Nanasis Ulavar, Maya Munapshuta, Shekol Yalad Makir. Let's first explain what is the simple faith that every child, every Jewish child recognizes. Shekol Echem Itonidea, that we all know. Umay Emunah Shalat Tzarech Adam La'avir Kol Yimei. So let's talk about the difference between the Emunah that we all have versus the Emunah that we have to develop. What's the difference between the two of them? So both in Kolali. So he says, generally speaking, Yish Vadam Yediyas V'chosh Shal Tfisas Metziyas Shal Havaya. A person has a certain understanding and awareness of reality. Again, to explain simply, Ladugma, for example, Adim Yedea Shechamesh Vayit Shmeina Shav Shalosh Esrei. A person knows 5 plus 8 is 13. Those two numbers in particular, for some reason, like it takes a second to calculate, but 5 and 8 is 13. 5 and 8 is 13. So, by the way, and now that's an idea that very, very young children can't conceptualize yet, right? So they can only see like, there's one apple, another apple, now you have two apples, but the concept of 1 + 1 + 2 = 2 or 5 + 8 = 13, that's a sophisticated idea. So a small child didn't learn that yet. So limdo aisai, then you teach a child that idea and he's able to understand it. Va'ata baruch Hashem yedeisai, so now the kid knows it, baruch Hashem. Lumazai. However, so there are certain ideas that you have to be taught, and they're not so simple. You have to sort of wrap your head around it. Lumazais, and again, we take that for granted, but it took time for each and every one of us to wrap our heads around that idea that 5 + 8 = 13. Lumazais, on the other hand, Adam Yeshem Yad Regal, person has a hand and a foot. So Yedeh Sheyesh Layad, person knows that he has a hand, Yedeh, he knows that. Avah Yedeh Sheyesh Yad, he anukud hachitzaynis. So, but the knowledge that a person has a hand, that's external. In other words, at the beginning is, lefnei hakol, before everything, yesh lo yad, v'zui etzem hametzias, v'uchosh es etzem hametzias, v'makan ve'elach im yesh loy, hari yodea sheyesh lo yad. Rachman letzan mi she'en lo yad, v'ad yodea mekach she'en loy. So, in other words, the beginning is that before everything, there's a metzias of a person. It's not a concept that a person has to have to wrap their brain around. Like the metzias says that you have a hand, and God forbid if there's something wrong, then you'll know there's something wrong. There's knowledge. He has claim. He says like this: Yeshu shnei chalakim b'zeh. There are two parts to this. Reishis kol kaim ba'adam achush ba'amitas hametzias. Number one, even without being able to articulate it, or it's not even something that you would even think of needing to talk like. The reality is, you have a hand. It doesn't enter your mind as a piece of information. You don't register it as, like, if a person had to make a list of all the things that you know, one of them would not be that I have a hand, right? So, and then there's, why? Because that's just the metzias. That's who I am. That's not, like, knowledge is something that you identify, something outside of you, and now I know. Even though it's true, you know, like little babies, mamish infants, and you know, newborns, there's a certain point when they begin to like chop, they have a hand, right? But so there is a point of time where that knowledge becomes integrated. But once it's integrated, it's not, you don't identify it as knowledge anymore. It's just, it's metzias, that's who I am. If you had to make a list of all the things that you know, that would not be part of the list, even though it should be, right? And so he says, Reishis kol kayim b'ad machush b'amidis ha-metzias. First, there's an awareness of just reality. And then there's the intellectual knowledge about that metzias. So I have a hand. Now I can learn about the hand. I can learn how to control it and things like that. But that's a metzias of having a hand. That's the metzias. So Baruch Hashem kol echad mi'itanu zaychav yadeh seyidiyah sheyesh bar la'olam. Everyone knows that there's a God, that there's a creator. Adin is mayna v'mashal sheyvanu. V'nanas aliris ma'i muhusa shal yadeh zu. But now let's think, based on that, what we just said, to figure out whether this knowledge that we have of the Ribbono Shel Olam, what category does it fall in? Is a sug nitin l'shaicha, which category should go to? Is that similar to the idea of what? Of 5 plus 8 equals 13? Or is it similar to the knowledge that you have a hand and foot? So, mamish, one more minute. Well, the Hasabim Minavardik Zatzal Chivar Sefer B'Shem Madregas Adam, right? One of the classic, stark Moshe Sefer called Madregas Adam. Uboy Mavar Barichas Kesh Niyadiyah Shal Metzias V'yesh Nechush Shal Metzias. There's things that you know intellectually, and then there's things that you experience. They're just part of your experience of life. And you don't even register them as knowledge. Like I said, it's just that's the Metzias. The Elu Shnei Olam is Shanim Lachlutim, and these two worlds of things that you categorize as knowledge versus things that you categorize as just realities and that you live with that are just part of your reality, your metzias, two different worlds. Yidis HaSeichel Dover Nifla, not an intellectual piece of information, is a wondrous thing. Chash of Yakar Maid is phenomenal. The Rosh gave us an ability to conceptualize ideas. But there's a very big difference between ideas that you conceptualize and actual reality. So there are ideas that even in science they could prove and scientists can spend their entire lives thinking about black holes and all the cheshbonos, but they'll be the first ones to tell you that they cannot be toif as what it is. It's not part of our, you know, earthly metzias to even to have any shaykhs to it. So it's purely knowledge. It's a knowledge that you can mamish spend your whole life on, and you could understand. It's like, you know, just to end off with this, you know, Russell, I think I mentioned this before, Soloveitchik, that's all he used to say. He said, it's an interesting line. He said that he thinks it's very possible that he knows the halachas of the Avoid of Yom Kippur, for the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, more than many of the Kahanim in Bayis Sheni. It's possible. But what is the avoid of Yom Kippur? What was that Indian? What was it? I have no idea. So there is such a thing. A person can be mamash, an expert in a certain inyan. Ad kedei kach, that you could be the biggest expert to ever be, but you don't know what the metzias is. So, you know, so there is such a thing. Adam einu mesugel l'shkoyach sheyesh l'idayim. A person can't forget that you have a hand in the yesh l'iraglayim, that you have feet, that you see. Things that are part of your metzias. Okay, so Beis Hashem, we'll continue with this tomorrow. But this idea of understanding, is Yiddishkeit a knowledge inyan, or is it a metzias inyan? That's a very big difference. Okay, Beis Hashem, it should slowly but surely become metzias.